The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Well, who wants to join me tonight for the party? Yeah, let's all meet at Broad and High tonight about 11:50 p.m. So we have time to get ready before midnight. And then at the strike of midnight, we will all rip our masks off and burn them right there at Broad and High. And then we'd probably all get arrested for not having a burning permit. Hey, welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me. All of the health department mandates are lifted tonight at midnight. But individual businesses, individual restaurants still can do whatever they want. And it is really bizarre. The last several days, watching the difference between restaurants, there are still restaurants that have the sign. If you want to come into this place, you've got to have a mask on. Joy and I went to one of our favorite Mexican restaurants a few days ago. And, it was very clear. It was very powerfully worded. In spite of the CDC, blah, 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 if you want to enter this restaurant, you must have a mask. Okay. Then we went to another place and had no masks at all. Went into Home Depot, no mask. Costco, no mask. I don't think we've been to Walmart since they said no masks. But anyway, tonight at midnight, all of the health department restrictions here in Ohio are lifted, except for hospitals and nursing homes. And as I said earlier, it's all good news. Today's report from the Ohio Department of Health was a tad over 600 new cases, but that's for 2 days. That's 2 days because the health department wasn't open yesterday. So those are exceptionally low numbers, and I will say it again. It could be purely a coincidence, but every state that has dropped their mask mandate, everyone has seen a very sharp and usually sudden decline in the number of COVID cases. Could be just a coincidence. But link that to the report that was released last week from the University of Louisville, Kentucky. Were you listening last week when I talked about that? Yeah, major study from University of Louisville said masks haven't accomplished a thing. Nothing. They were ineffective. They didn't do anything positive that they could prove. And that was the conclusion of the study. We cannot find anything positive that happened with the mask mandates. But we have found many negative things, dermatological things, breathing issues, and so forth, the negative things that were caused by masks. So anyway, I have said this consistently for over a year. 2 or 3 years from now, when we look back on the great pandemic, and by the way, I want to make it clear, I don't think it's a hoax. It's real. People did die. I'm not sure as many people died as we have been led to believe because a whole lot of people who died from other causes but happened to have COVID were counted as a COVID death. But anyway, I think a few years from now, when we look back and the honest researchers and experts are going to conclude almost everything we were told was false. Almost everything. Almost everything that we have been told has been false, including the source. Oh, I wasn't going to get into that, but I've got a story here in the stack. It is absolutely amazing what has happened in the mainstream media. Do you remember a year ago when Donald Trump said this is the Wuhan virus and we believe that it leaked out of a lab in Wuhan, China? Everybody went crazy. They went nuts. He's a racist. This is going to increase violence on Asians. Do you remember? I saw a montage a couple of days ago of ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN, a montage of video clips of TV anchors, journalists saying, this is ridiculous. Donald Trump said this. This is crazy. This is conspiracy. President Trump continues to exploit this ridiculous conspiracy. It's not a ridiculous conspiracy anymore. One of the first things that President Biden did when he became president was stop an investigation as to where the virus came from, whether it came from China or not. The State Department, the United States State Department, along with our intelligence agencies, under the direction of President Trump, was doing a very intensive investigation to see if this thing actually leaked out of a lab in China. And Joe Biden said, no, stop that. And 2 weeks ago, he said, we need to do an investigation, and I want a report on my desk in 90 days about whether this came from a lab in China. Well, if he hadn't stopped the investigation that had already been started, we might know by now. And then in front of me, I have this headline. This is not the story I was going to get to, but here it is. Explosive study claims to prove Chinese scientists created COVID. Quote, a bombshell new study claims to have proof that Chinese scientists created COVID-19 in a lab and then tried to reverse engineer versions of the virus to make it look like it evolved naturally from bats. The study concludes, and I quote, the likelihood of it being the result of a natural process is very, very small. Quote, it was during their COVID-19 vaccine research. This comes from a prominent London oncology professor known for his breakthrough work on a vaccine for HIV and his partner, who is a virologist and chair of the pharmaceutical company Immunor, which developed a coronavirus vaccine candidate. So these two scientists in their attempt to develop a vaccine said this, quote, it was during their COVID-19 vaccine research that the pair came across unique fingerprints indicating the virus could not come from nature. The telltale clue, a rare finding in the COVID-carrying virus of a row of four amino acids which give off a positive charge and bond to negative human cells. Again, quoting, the laws of physics mean that you cannot have four positively charged amino acids in a row. The only way you can get this is if you artificially manufacture it. A good part of the work reviewed involved gain of function research, which involves manipulating natural viruses in the lab to make them more infectious, allowing scientists to study their potential effect on humans. The U.S., put a moratorium on such research in 2014. But it seems likely that the organization headed by Dr. Anthony Fauci invested $600,000 in such research. He testified under oath before Congress just a couple of weeks ago that absolutely no American dollars were ever given to study, what again is it called, gain of function research. Evidently, there's some pretty good evidence that Dr. Fauci lied. And now, no one is saying this is some crazy, wild conspiracy theory. In fact, the major mainstream networks are now saying it is a plausible explanation for the origin of the virus. My, how things change. Anyway, there is good news. It looks like things are slowly returning to normal. And now, if you come downtown at 11:15, you'll have to burn your mask alone. I'll be in bed.
Today's news, God's Word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
I've got an incredible story about the United Nations and kiddie porn. It's a breathtakingly bad, horrific, horrible story that I'll share with you in a minute, because you need to know what's going on at the United Nations, because we are still, and I'm talking we, the United States of America, still the biggest supporter of the United Nations. But before I get into that story, two things just really quick. I keep forgetting to tell you about a brand new feature that we have. It's brand new. It's just a few weeks old. And that is a 24-hour number here at Bob Burney Live. The on-air number is 877-BOB-LIVE. Now, if you call that number from 3:30 to 6, Jeff is going to answer the call and say, hey, you want to go on the air with Bob? What do you want to talk about? Where are you from? And so forth. However, until just recently, if you called that number before 3:30 or after 6, it would just ring and ring and ring and ring and ring. No more. Now, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, if you call any time that we are not on the air, you can leave a message. And I would love to hear from you. Maybe you're just too shy to go on the air live. Well, wait till 6 o'clock and call and leave a message. Now, you need to understand, we may use your message on the air. Please keep it clean and keep it brief. But if there's something you don't like about the program and you just can't bring yourself to call me live, well, leave a message. It's okay. Again, maybe you're just shy. Maybe you have a suggestion. Maybe you just want to make a comment about the program, what you like about it, what you don't like about it, what you appreciate, what you don't appreciate. Give us a call, 877-BOB-LIVE. Just remember that, 877-BOB-LIVE, and 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you call when we are not on the air, it'll go to voicemail, and you can leave a message. Okay? So just, I keep forgetting to tell you that, and I would love to hear from you. The second thing, I've got such good news. If you were listening last week, on Thursday of last week, I came to you on behalf of Christian Solidarity International And I shared with you that there are still thousands and thousands of slaves in northern Sudan that are truly, genuinely slaves owned by Arab, Muslim slave owners in the north of Sudan. And I told you that for $250, we could set a slave free. For every $250, I came to you and said, we need to set 34 slaves free. $8,400. Well, you blew past that. Right now, we're at $8,950. So that's, almost 36, it's 36 point something slaves. We're at almost 37. So we have exceeded the goal, and I just wanted to tell you that to thank you. 35, 36, 37, real slaves. These are real people living in slavery in North Sudan soon will be set free because of your generosity. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Now, the banner will be up through the end of the week. So if you still want to give, you can go to thewordcolumbus.com, thewordcolumbus.com, and click on the CSI banner, Christian Solidarity International. That will be up till the end of the week. Or you can still call this number if you want to help set a slave free. 877-882-0792. 877-882-0792. It would be absolutely incredible if we could reach 40 slaves. Every $250 sets another slave free. And so many of you called Thursday, Friday. Thank you, thank you, thank you. My main reason for bringing this up is to just thank you for your incredible generosity. And I promise you, when you get to heaven, sometime in eternity, somebody's going to come up to you in heaven and say, I was a slave in Sudan, owned by a cruel master. You were listening to a radio program one day, and you made a pledge. And because of your generosity, I was set free. And now I'm in heaven to spend it with you. I do believe that. So again, thank you. If you want to continue giving, we have exceeded our goal, praise God. But if you want to keep giving, go to thewordcolumbus.com, click on the CSI banner, or call. Again, here's the number, 877-882-0792. 877-882-0792. When we come back, the United Nations. Wait till you hear this.